Hey gang, so here we are, back at it again. It's something a little more off the cuff. You guys seemed really interested in this format and suggested it again in pitching what you wanted to hear for the next audio. It's a bit strange for me to make these. It feels a bit awkward. I don't really quite know what to talk about, which is partially why I haven't made another one since 3 a.m. Maybe if you guys like this sort of freeform audio, you could suggest things to talk about that I could kind of springboard from, because I'm not the best conversationalist, and I get a bit shy, honestly. I feel a bit of stage fright, I guess, making this. It's pretty far out of my comfort zone of strictly scripted content. I like having an outline or a blueprint of what to do or say. I'm just very timid in every other kind of way. Also, I'm just really not an incredibly interesting person to have enough things to talk about that I think other people would care to hear about. But it is nice to take a break just from role-playing or reading. We haven't done much readings, though, lately. However, I do have, a few of those. Oh, shucks. What are they called? Search and rescue officer creepypastas. They're pretty long. They're about an hour long each. But I have a few of those that are pretty much ready to go. It's just finding a good time to fit them in. I've been on a bit of a Soulsborne kick lately, if you couldn't tell. I restarted Bloodborne. Well, I haven't played in the past few weeks, but I stopped at Orphan of Cause. What a jerk. I've done everything else, though. Except, you know, finish the DLC with him. I'm trying to decide what ending I want. I know pretty much what happens in all of them, and I have the ability to do them all. I'm just not sure which one I really prefer. I won't go into more detail because I think a few of you are playing it, you've mentioned, so I don't want to spoil it. Other than Bloodborne, I did play through Coteries of New York, which is a visual novel for Bloodlines, Vampire the Masquerade. It had its flaws, for sure, but it was a nice read. The artwork and ambience I did really enjoy. Was really strong in that aspect. I also started playing Hellblade, Senua's Sacrifice. I got the urge after watching that super hype trailer at the Game Awards. It's a really cool game. I'm not very far into it. I've just passed the first area. But I love the sound design. I read it was actually recorded on a 3DO, which I thought was pretty cool. I actually haven't played it in the past couple of weeks either. I don't have much time to do these things. But I do really like what I've seen so far. Well, I did. I don't know if this counts. It's not quite in the same realm as video games. But I mean, it is still a game. I'm learning to play Magic the Gathering, mostly by losing a lot of Magic the Gathering, but it's a pretty interesting game. I don't have much experience with card games, other than collecting Yu-Gi-Oh cards as a kid and pretending I knew how to play with them. I don't have much experience with tabletop in general. No Dungeons or Dragons or anything. Though I'd love to at some point. But again, I don't have the time. And those are pretty big commitments. I love the art on the cards though. It's one of my favorite things. I just like looking at them. Outside of games, I did actually finish The Witcher on Netflix. It was pretty interesting. I tried to get into the games before, but they weren't really for me. But I do like the world that they're set up in. The universe, it's pretty cool. I'd like to actually make a Witcher audio sometime in the near future. I haven't read the books or played the games, so I can't guarantee that it would be entirely accurate. But it has the spirit. I have also been rewatching a bit of Attack on Titan, specifically because I'm in the process of turning my grandfather into a weeb. Yeah. It's actually going pretty well. He likes the show. We watched like the first half of season one in one sitting. Speaking of anime, you know, I have not watched any of the new season of My Hero Academia, which is an anime that I really like. I don't know why I haven't watched it yet, really. I have real commitment issues, especially when it comes to television. I don't watch a lot of TV. Anime is usually okay because the episodes are so short, you know? And I don't watch those. giant epics of shows like One Piece or anything. But in general, I've been watching a lot less anime. I feel like as I get older, it's become a bit harder to find things that I actually enjoy in anime. I don't feel like I'm the target audience for most of it, so it's kind of hard for me to get into it anymore. Barring a few shows here and there. I loved the remake of Fruits Basket. I really hope they do a season 2 of Fruits Basket. I loved seeing the animation modernized. It was so cool. On the other anime, I've been watching off and on is Rascal Does Not Dream of Bunny Girl Senpai, which is quite the title. And the title, along with like the promotional images I saw, made me think that it would be the like exact opposite of the kind of show that I would like. Honestly, it's so adorable and wholesome, and the main characters, their relationship kind of feels like an actual relationship. It's very very down to earth, you know, as far as anime can be. I haven't finished it. But so far, what I have seen, I really like. I was on the fence about Dr. Stone for a while, but it kind of became a pass for me. I guess maybe I'm just really saving My Hero Academia for when I really want to watch a good anime. I do already know what happens, because I'm not caught up with the manga, but I am past what this season is in the manga, so I mean, I kind of already know the story. But yeah, if you can recommend anything that's like really good anime with a good story and less service, I'd be interested to hear it. I know a few of you mentioned Cowboy Bebop in a roleplay from that. I tried to get into Cowboy Bebop, and it seems like exactly the thing that I would like. It's very much my aesthetic, and it has like elements of everything that I like. But I just couldn't keep with it, and I'm not really sure why. Maybe I will give it another chance at some point, but I don't know what it was about it. For some reason, I just didn't really keep up with it very well. I just couldn't really keep my attention. In the same track though of anime, I am pretty excited for the Uzumaki anime. I recently did read the manga, and it was honestly one of the best horror experiences that I've had in a long time. I wish I could experience it again for the first time over. I read it on Kindle, which, surprisingly, is really good at formatting anime. I mean, manga, you know, the one you read. I definitely want to get like a big hardback copy with nice glossy pages and just leave it on my coffee table. And I don't even have a coffee table. But like, you know, I would buy one just so this masterpiece might have a throne to perch upon where it can be appreciated by all of my guests. If I had guests. I loved it. The only thing I read from Eno previously was the, what's it called? Amigara Fault? Amigima Fault? I am not saying that right. But it's something like that. The Enigma of Amigara Fault. I think. Yeah, it's close. Where suddenly there are people-shaped holes in a mountain, and people travel from all over because they're convinced that a very certain person-shaped hole is meant just for them. And it's really cool and really horrifying. I didn't have any idea what I was getting into when I read that. I'd never heard of Ito before. And to be honest, I didn't really read anything of him after that. It was kind of just this story that I happened to run into one day while scouring the internet, and it just stuck with me. And then I discovered that the guy who made it, like, made a bunch of other stuff too. I don't know why I didn't, like, seek it out before. Maybe I was traumatized by that last panel. I am now in the process of reading Gyo, which is like fish. They have machine legs and they walk in on the land. Yeah. Somehow. And I don't really like it as much, the art or the story. But I'm about halfway through it. It's not a very long read. My fear is that I read Uzumaki a little too early and that nothing else will just live up to it. That's my fear. Oh, but if you're wondering, I did hit my goal of reading 5 books before the year was over. I did not count the manga because I kind of felt like that was cheating. The last book I read was kind of a, like a self-help book, which I thought would be dumb, but it actually wasn't that bad. I felt personally attacked a few times, but I guess that's the point of them. I had never read a self-help book before. Honestly, I thought they were kind of bullshit. But it did get me to frame my own thoughts in certain ways, and I actually still use a few tricks or tools it talked about. So I guess, you know, it worked. That was worth it. I'd like to continue my extremely impressive 5 books a year reading streak, but that's not the goal I set for myself in 2020. This year, I want to learn to cook 5 new dishes. And like, good dishes. You know, not microwave dishes. And I mean, of course I have like, you know, other big goals for my life, my personal life, you know. like hit my next evolution, my next power up as an individual. But you know, those are vague, sort of objective things, and it's nice to have something more simple and obtainable as a goal. Cause it feels really good to hit those, you know. It just does. And if you made any goals like that for the new year, I'd love to hear them, of course. I love just kind of getting a glimpse of the track people lay for themselves. You know, I think that the things we want, the things that we strive for, say a lot about us as people. I don't know. It's getting late, and I better wrap this up before I get too philosophical or existential. So, yeah. I hope you enjoyed this chat, ramble, whatever it is. I hope that you're doing well. If you're not, I hope that things start looking up for you soon. I hope that things start falling into place for you. Things that you want and things that you need. I hope that you recognize them and, you know, are able to get them. It's definitely not always easy. But someone said to me recently that sometimes the harder things are more worth it. I'm holding on to that. I hope that you have a lovely night or day if you're listening to this in the morning or afternoon, like a total rebel. And I'll catch you later. Good night.